This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Ohio State pulls the plug and they fire Chris Holtmann. And Gene Smith, the athletic director, comes out and just says, you know, in a very emotional speech, that it was time to move on. Coach Holtmann was 137-86 while coaching the Buckeyes for 7 years. I think the problem with Coach was it was a decline over the years where Ohio State was winning. They were at the top of the Big Ten, and slowly but surely, they became the team that they are now. They're the team now that sits near the bottom of the Big Ten. Also, didn't really realize this, but under Holtmann, they never made it past the second weekend. I just finished talking about that for Michigan State. That's big because that means you've never been to the Sweet 16, which doesn't give you a chance to ever make it to the Final Four. Always been eliminated, even when they had good teams, they never made it out. It sounds a lot like Matt Painter and Purdue, where ton of talent, but you just can't get it done. And you saw, you know, Matt Painter and Purdue getting knocked out last year, Fairleigh Dickinson in the first round. It's devastating when you go the whole season and you cannot finish. That's been the career at Ohio State. Now, the new athletic director will be making the coaching hire. Couple names to watch out for. Dusty May at FAU. He's 126-65 since he's been coaching it there since, I think, 2018. He's a name to watch out for. Sean Miller, former Arizona Wildcat head coach. He was dismissed. He's now at Xavier within the state of Ohio. He's learning the Ohio and the Midwest recruiting grounds. Sean Miller could be a name. He really wants to get back to the big boy table. That's one to watch out for. Long shot for Ohio State. But I can see Ohio State at least inquiring. Going down to SEC country, Nate Oates. Nate Oates has roots in the state of Michigan. Nate Oates is a guy, he's turned that Alabama program around. It used to be something that Bama basketball was just something to do until spring practice. Now Alabama basketball is a force, and Nate Oates will be a hot commodity if he chooses to leave. Now here's the thing. Got excellent facilities at Alabama. He's got an excellent paycheck at Alabama. He has really no desire to leave Alabama unless he wants to come back up to the Midwest if Ohio State makes an offer he can't refuse. Now, the funny thing about it is I do think that the one team that could possibly lure Nate Oates is a team that does not have an opening as of yet. But if the University of Michigan were to part ways with Juwan Howard and reach out to Nate Oates, that's one. I've heard it through the grapevine, through a lot of people. Michigan is kind of that dream job for Nate Oates. And I think every Wolverine fan would embrace Nate Oates in a heartbeat. Coming back, this man, I mean, I remember when he coached Romulus High School. He's from the area. That's Michigan, I think, could get Nate Oates to consider leaving the University of Alabama. I mean, it was always, it's funny because I had a Bama friend texting me last night and was asking, hey, would MSU make a run at him if Izzo retires? And I'm like, yeah, I think they would, but it's Michigan you need to worry about because I think Michigan is going to have a job opening. Izzo probably has maybe 2 years, three at the most. I think Izzo knows that he's going to be retiring soon. And you know, you got to find that replacement, but that's why he's trying to go all out. That's why this year was a bit of a disappointment for Tom Izzo. But Michigan, if they part ways with Juwan, and I don't know. I mean, Ward Manuel came out and says, to paraphrase, he wasn't even thinking about even making a move to get rid of Juwan, which I was like, huh? Ward, are you watching what we're watching? your team got embarrassed at Illinois, and then the coach came out and thanked the Illini fan base, saying, well, he said, you're welcome, because Terrence Shannon wanted to come to Michigan, but we couldn't get him in. He wanted to transfer in, so he ended up coming to Illinois, so you're welcome. That's probably not the words that I would use if I was a coach on the hot seat like Juwan Howard, but it makes you wonder, is he even really on the hot seat? But yeah, if the Michigan job becomes available, Nate Oates is, I think, Ward Manuel has to reach out. Now, Nate's going to come at a pretty penny, and it may violate one of the rules of the University of Michigan, where you may end up paying your basketball coach more than your football coach. And I know that's something that the great Bo Schembechler always said can never happen. But if you want Nate, you're going to have to pay. You're going to have to cough up the coin in order to get him. So that's what's going on there. Also, look out. By the time you watch this, depending on when this airs –